Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian battered parts of Florida's western coast, tearing down trees and power lines and causing dangerous storm surge in parts of the state. Authorities in Fort Myers, which was badly hit, said late Wednesday that parts of the city were between 3 and 4 feet underwater. To the south in Naples, half the streets are not passable due to high water. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
But we know that this has been a big storm, and it's done a lot of damage as it is. It is going to continue to move through the state of Florida. You're going to see hurricane force winds in places in central Florida, perhaps. It's clearly a very strong tropical storm.
Chevron Corporation has sold its current headquarters in California as it continues to relocate employees to Texas. The second largest U.S. oil company closed the sale Wednesday of its Chevron Park campus in San Ramon, California, to Sunset Development Company. Chevron will scale down operations in a smaller office building in California. White House officials are preparing for the potential departure of Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen after the midterms, as red-hot inflation is not transitory and has officially become a recession. Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, will sit for a deposition this week, the mostly partisan January 6th committee announced Wednesday. President Biden this week, while speaking at the White House Conference on Nutrition, Hunger, and Health, asked the audience, where's Representative Jackie Walorski? The Indiana Republican congresswoman was killed in an automobile accident in August. Rapper Coolio reportedly died of a heart attack at a friend's home in Los Angeles, California on Wednesday. He was 59 years old. We are USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Virgin Atlantic Airlines has updated its flight crew attire. Ellie Andrews reports from Los Angeles.
Virgin Atlantic's crew, pilots, and ground staff can now wear whichever of its uniforms they feel most comfortable in, regardless of the original male or female design of its red skirt suit or burgundy trousers. Virgin stated that the move was to reflect the diversity of the workforce and to reinforce its branding campaign as welcoming and inclusive after recent moves to relax rules on visible tattoos.
A NASA astronaut is making a giant leap for diversity. Nicole Mann will become the first Native American woman to fly in space when SpaceX Crew 5 mission for NASA launches from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. That liftoff is currently scheduled for October 4th. Let's get another Hurricane Ian update.
More than 1 million customers are in the dark in Florida as Hurricane Ian swamps the state. A significant number of people are trapped in their homes and calling first responders for help. Sandra Donatelli lives in Bonita Springs. She said she was surprised at how bad it got.
The surge actually reached our condo, And that was really, I think, unheard of.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. It is time for the president of Americans for Limited Government, the one, the only, Rick Manning. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing fine. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, all things considered here. You know, getting through a hurricane, as you know, here in Florida, but we're on the east, so we're dealing more with the tropical ramifications of Ian. Our brothers and sisters on the west are getting and have been pummeled, you know, by this just incredible. It's a huge, huge hurricane, probably one of the biggest in recent history, to say the least.
Yeah, it's pretty big disaster, and prayers are for all those who are who did stay, and because it's gonna be a rough go, and you never know with these things the damage that's gonna be done, but with storm surges expected up to 18 feet, it's pretty crazy.
Well, the team that that Governor DeSantis has working, thousands of people, and something like 20, 25 states have sent volunteers in as well, you know, experts, experienced people in dealing with these kinds of situations are all on deck helping out and doing everything they can to, you know, restore services and get Florida moving again. So, we're grateful, and we're grateful for everybody's prayers and concerns as well, Rick. So thank you for that. I want to talk about what you've been writing about, and that is Biden's war, his reckless war on free speech. You say is against political opposition itself. Help our audience understand, you know, the points you're making here.
Well, it's relatively simple. The idea that behind what Biden is doing is that political speech can be, in fact, demonized, and political speech can be declared to be hate speech against the existing holders of power. Mm-hmm. And that the federal government can utilize all the resources of the federal government in order to squelch that speech. It's so obviously an attack on the First Amendment that it's almost impossible to make any other case. When you combine this with the fact that the Democrats in the Senate, when Harry Reid was the Senate president, or Senate Majority Leader, rather, actually voted to change the First Amendment. And they tried to amend the First Amendment, and every single Democrat in the Senate voted to amend the First Amendment with a goal of eliminating political speech. And that was exactly what they talked about. It's what they said they wanted to do. And Biden's policy is a continuation of that very dangerous philosophical belief that unless you agree with what the Democrats say, you are un-American and your speech can be weaponized in mm-hmm. such a way to make it so you have to pay a price, that you have to face a federal government that goes after you. Dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
And
as you say, Rick, this dangerous rhetoric is a contagion that is spreading throughout this administration, our government, and the people themselves. I mean, here you had the situation where you had out in what was it in Philadelphia, where you had this young man, 18-year-old, who was attacked. He was killed by this gentleman who said that he didn't agree with him politically, saw this kid as being some sort of Republican revolutionary, and so what? You know, get me out of jail because I got to get to work. I mean, the cold-heartedness and response of the murder of this young 18-year-old boy is, I mean, it's scary to think that somebody in America, you know, who is living amongst us has that kind of mindset. And this rhetoric is breeding stuff like this, which, you know, I think it's quite ironic because this is what the left has been purporting, that, you know, people that support MAGA and support Trump, that this is what they're doing. But when you look at the actual damage that the left is doing, the destruction, the murders that they are you know, that they're perpetrating on the American people, and the crime and lawlessness that's going on. I mean, clearly this is coming from the left. It's not coming from anybody from the right that I'm aware of. Are you?
Yeah, this is largely a left phenomenon, and it is a, and it's being egged on by the Biden administration. It's egged on by the mainstream media during the Trump presidency. I mean, the examples are really numerous, but we go back to 2016 and the fact that a Trump rally that was supposed to happen in Chicago, Illinois, it was canceled. It was canceled because the police said, we can't protect people who show up here because they can't, because the counter protesters are too violent. That's so a candidate for president, major candidate, party candidate for president, became president, could not hold a rally in the city that the person who occupied the White House at that time, Barack Obama, was a resident of. And so that's, you know, that's pretty serious. We saw again and again, throughout the Trump presidency, cabinet officials being harassed, Press Secretary, Sarah Huckabee, being basically thrown out of a restaurant by the restaurant owner. We saw people get, just regular people, get attacked in restaurants and harassed in restaurants because they were Trump supporters. I had somebody, you know, I come back from a meeting in the White House, was at a restaurant talking to somebody about it across the street from my office. And I had somebody who was not in part of the conversation come up screaming at me with his two kids in tow. Well, 10, you know, one was like 10 and the other's 12, in tow, screaming at me. And it was, I begged him on a little bit, but it was pretty disconcerting. So that's what, you know, that's the denial of speech. You make a decision, and the decision is, I'm not going to talk about this. I'm not going to express what I think anymore. I'm not going to put a Trump sticker on my car. I'm not going to wear a MAGA hat. I'm not going to do any of those things I would normally do because I don't want to be hassled by people. And that is when that happens, the people who are trying to silence speech win. Because they are the ones, they don't want to actually deal with the fact that I would say more than half of America doesn't accept their agenda. And
exactly,
the backlash is going to happen in this upcoming November election if people go out to vote, because the fact they didn't get your friends out to vote. Because right now, I think the Democrats are in for a huge spanking, and they are, and, you know, if the voters, if we do our job, the voters got to come out and give that spanking to them, and they're not going to understand it. And they're going to blame it on MAGA hate speech, and they're going to double down from an administration perspective. But we have to get this under control. We can't allow the federal government to be attacking free speech the way they have been for the last 6 years.
Yeah, well, they don't want to take responsibility. They want to blame all these existential threats. I mean, let's blame Putin. Let's blame somebody else instead of their lousy policies, which there's a clear delineation between the policies and the benefits of one Donald Trump versus the policies of Joe Biden. You know, as if, you know, a majority of the country decided that being energy independent wasn't worthwhile, that securing our southern border didn't make sense. Our national security, I mean, clearly it's all in jeopardy right now under this current administration. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Rick Manning. Stay right where you are.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Hearing the truth of the gospel in your own language makes the message even more powerful. This is why the Tide Ministry is dedicated to sharing the good news through radio broadcasts spoken in people's native languages. For example, in India, we have 12 radio features in 11 different languages, all designed to share the gospel to those who may not have heard it. By offering so many language options, we hope to widen our reach of people tuning in to hear about Christ. In addition to the radio broadcasts, we also give listeners the option to write in and ask for brochures and pamphlets that give more information about Christ and salvation, also in their own languages. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Lift up your voice, lift up your voice.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with the one and only Rick Manning. Yes, the president for Americans for Limited Government. Rick, it seems that the lawsuits are starting to mount on Biden's expensive student loan forgiveness plan. I know you're not surprised to see this.
No, I don't think Biden believes that it's constitutional what he's doing. You know, Nancy Pelosi in the past has said that Biden didn't have the power to do it, has to go through Congress to do any of the things he actually announced. And so, yeah, lawsuits are mounting and, the courts are going to be are full of complaints. The interesting thing about it is they're implementing it anyway. People I know have looked at their balances, and their balances show that they don't have they don't owe the money anymore. So it is so when you're just moving, you know, basically moving balance sheets, moving dollars off of balance sheets, it's all digital. You can implement a lot faster than you can actually. Then lawsuits will, you know, actually take place. So there's going to be a big legal fight, and the question may become maybe moot if the federal government has effectively already taken those off the books. And because I'll guarantee you, nobody in Congress on either side of the aisle is going to sit there and say if the loan's been taken off the books, oh yeah, we're going to go back, we're going to put those loans back on your books. And because the, you know, world moves on, but so this is a situation where they can go and effectively digitally implement, and then just tell, and then the courts can try to decide if it's legal or not, affecting future presidents' ability to do similar things. But I don't know if the lawsuit's going to have a lot of effect, is I guess my point here.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to come up with a remedy, you know, once the cows are out of the barn, right? I mean, what are you going to do that? Are you going to go to the Treasury and then at the people's expense, you know, pay people back, or, you know, they're going to have some, you know, claim for injury? I mean.
Well, the thing that can happen is the courts can order the government to put the, to restore the digital balance sheets. And it's at which point until Congress acts, and then Congress will have a choice of what to do about it. And it's you know, we talk about, you know, Republicans versus Democrats in Congress and outrage over this, but, my guess is that the most you can hope out of this is that we get a pretty significant, change in the student loan program, and that change affecting future student loans. And with any luck, you end up creating a much more accountability for the universities who are the prime beneficiaries of these student loans to ensure that they're actually offering courses that that actually have value and have value in the marketplace as opposed to esoteric, being esoteric. So that's one of those. So maybe this forces Congress to change the student loan program. Maybe Congress undoes what the Obama administration did during Obamacare when they took over the student loan program. Most people don't realize that when they fundamentally transformed our health care system, they also took over the student loan program. If you can explain to me how those two things interweave, you know, you're going to do a great job. But they don't go together, right. But they were in the same bill. And people don't realize that. And so Congress is setting interest rates for the student loan program. And quite honestly, what needs to happen is the program needs to be privatized. And, you know, it's very worse. They go back to a system of a guarantee system. So banks will actually offer these loans because, truthfully, students are not really great risks. Their credit scores aren't very high. They're less likely to pay back the loans. So the government's used to guarantee those loans up to 80%, so to encourage banks to lend at a reasonable rate. So there's some things that can be done. I think mainly college accountability has to come into play. And in doing so, hopefully they, cut the size and scope of their administrator budget and get rid of some of these administrators whose sole job is to harass people on campus on Title IX and other things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the fact of the matter is that you've got these universities, these institutions that took this on as a windfall profit. You know, what the government put out there, I mean, they just raised rates, tuition rates, and it's been a field day for them. And they've taken full advantage, because that's what happens when the government gets involved, whether it's tuition or whether it's some sort of incentive for you to buy an electric vehicle. We're going to give you $7,500, and then so what do the car manufacturers do? They raise their rates by, what, $6,200, absorbing a good portion of that $7,500 incentive, you know, that the government has given to you. I mean, this is ludicrous how this continues to happen time and time again, and the voter somehow thinks that Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing them favors when it's, not at all, because we end up, you know, paying for it in the long run. The other thing that we're keeping an eye on here, Rick, and I know you've been as well, is what Governor Youngkin is doing in Virginia, and that he's tracking to restore parental rights against these woke education bureaucrats. I mean, just because he got elected, it wasn't one and done. I mean, the battle is unending, because the educational system and the teachers union are such that they're fighting for their own interest, and it's kind of bizarre to me, because you and I grew up in a time when, you know, our parents ruled. It wasn't the teachers ruling, and somehow this got away from us to where, you know, the teachers now are so audacious that they believe that they are the final word when it comes to our kids, whether it has to do with their health care or education, what they're taught, what kind of puberty blockers they should get, what kind of gender reassignment that should be done to them. This is all going to be controlled by our educational system.
Yeah, it's a. I'll tell you, when we lost control, when the school board, when the teachers unions, well, teachers were allowed to unionize, then they put their dollars to electing school board members. And so, and parents said, oh, I trust the teachers, so if the teachers endorse the school board member, I'm going to vote for them. And as a result, we ended up with school boards controlled by the teachers unions. That's not exactly great for negotiating salaries when the people who are negotiating on your side, the taxpayer, mm-hmm. are actually controlled by the people they're negotiating with. But when it comes, but it also is a change of power. When the school boards, when the elected school boards are dependent upon the teachers unions and the teachers to be elected, who do they represent? They don't represent the parents. And so the parents got cut out of the process because of that. And that's largely because people didn't pay attention, and we lost. And when only 10% of people go out to vote for a local school board election, well, guess what you get? You get the people who care about it, the people who get paid by the school board, people who want power over your kids. They're the ones who end up controlling those elections. And the answer to taking on the teachers is take back your school board.
That's exactly.
And
that seems to be the move.
Can do.
One final thing here. We got a couple minutes left here. The election in Italy, a bit of a shock, but I think a foretelling of things to come. We got maybe the bonfire of some conservative vanities taking place here. What do you think?
You know, it's strange, because we have been, Americans for Limited Government has been following the Italian elections for probably 10 years now. And the reason we have is because Italy was one of those countries that's significantly underwater with their debt. And there's been a pretty big move in Italy over the past decade to get out of the European Union. And so we've been watching those elections and the compromises made back and forth on them. And it was somewhat inevitable that the conservative, more conservative parties would win. But what's striking about it is when you listen to a speech by the newly elected, I guess it's Prime Minister. Prime Minister of Italy. She talks about God. She talks about country. She talks about family. She talks about religion. And she talks about how all those things have come under attack by the establishment, because they want to turn people into disassociated zombies who are nothing but consumers. It is an incredibly smart speech that directly defines the problem.
Exactly. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Thank you, Rick. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Over the past 24 hours, Hurricane Ian battered parts of Florida's western coast, tearing down trees and power lines, and causing dangerous storm surge in parts of the state. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Overwhelmingly, it's been that surge that has been the biggest issue and the flooding that has resulted as a result of that. In some areas, we think it's hit 12 feet.
Over 2.5 million homes are without power this hour. Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, will sit for a deposition this week, the mostly partisan January 6th committee announced Wednesday. White House officials are preparing for the potential departure of Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen after the midterm elections, as red-hot inflation is not transitory and has officially become a recession. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us on this day after, as all eyes continue to remain on Florida right now, as Hurricane Ian is making its way through, heading out to the Atlantic, but it still hasn't even got to Orlando yet, although Orlando is already, you know, feeling some effects. I mean, here we are in the southeast side, just above West Palm Beach, and we still have lots of wind activity. No tornadoes like we had a couple of nights ago, so thank God for that. So, you know, lots of wind and rain, so we're pretty well protected here right now by the grace of God. But our prayers continue to remain with those that are in the path of Ian, and especially those that felt the brunt of it, you know, yesterday and all through the night. You know, we're hearing, you know, some unconfirmed death rates. Governor DeSantis kind of squashed it a little bit because the sheriff maybe jumped the gun and said that there were hundreds of deaths being reported, and DeSantis said maybe not so. But okay, we've got some outside activity going on. Scott Powell is with us, and we're connecting with the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, and currently a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. Scott, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
If you are.
Whoops. Okay, I guess evidently that's what it was. We were just disconnected. See, this is what happens. You mentioned the hurricane, and, you know, the hurricane.
hurricane effect, you know, comes in and disrupts our connection, although I don't think Scott is anywhere near, you know, dealing with what we're dealing with here on the East Coast. So, you know, as we say, we'll continue to pray, you know, for those. You know, in fact, I was just talking, if you were connected with us, we were talking with Dan Perkins, and we were his last interview, and I'm going, why are you participating in this interview? And he goes, yeah, my car's all packed, and as soon as the interview's over, we're heading out, you know, and where he and his wife were at, and of course, you saw the devastation this morning, is in, it's for some reason it's went out of my mind here, and of course we visited him, and a beautiful community there, but they've been hit very hard, but he got out, and you know, it's just crazy. I know the show must go on, and us radio folk, we get kind of crazy sometimes, you know, for the sake of doing the radio show. We've got to, you know, continue to, you know, do what we need to do. But when Scott, as we hopefully, we got Scott, we're connected with Scott now. Hey, Scott, are you there? Scott? Okay, no.
Hello?
Now we're good. Okay, there you are. Okay, it's just trying to get our wires connected correctly here, Scott. Hey, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great, and it's really good to be with you.
Well, Scott, it seems that, you know, for the last almost decade consistently, this country has been at a tipping point, that the Constitutional Republic is on the verge of breaking down. But, you know, we haven't seen any changes in the last 10 years other than, and by changes, I mean changes that would rectify, that would course correct. If anything, especially the left, as they were, you know, given the power, you know, they have really doubled down and exacerbated the problem. And I know this sounds maybe self-serving in being a conservative, but you got to put the responsibility at the doorstep of those who are responsible. I mean, it wasn't conservatives that decided to cancel, you know, bail and let murderers out of prison en masse. This was supported by the, you know, before she was a senator, now vice president from the Democratic Party. Joe Biden didn't seem to have a problem with it. The Summer of Love, the Democrats all bounded together and suggested that somehow the frustration of the people needed to be exercised, that it was okay for them to, you know, tear down buildings and destroy jobs and destroy business and dreams of everyday people. Somehow the people had a right to do this. So, you know, the point is, Scott, there has been no course correction. Nobody's come back and apologized and said, look, you know, this is a bad mistake. You know, we should have never let this happen. But here we are. The signs are such that as crime continues to rise and the chaos continues, that we're really beyond that tipping point. And this is no hyperbole, in my humble opinion. Scott, what do you say?
Well, I'm with you. The problems have been in the making for really decades in America. Mm-hmm. And I still have, you know, faith that, you know, God's hand is still at work. God may have lifted his hand of protection and allowed these things to happen, if you will, that we might wake up. I think we're at a tipping point of waking up, Bill, and for people to fail to see what is going on, one could argue that those people are beyond, they'll never get it. If people don't get it now, they'll never get it. But a lot of people are waking up to the fact that there is a communist-type revolution going on in our country. And the goal of that communist-type revolution is to fundamentally take our country down.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. To destroy our constitutional republic. And there are a lot of people in the middle who, you know, they don't believe in conspiracy theories, and they think that, well, this is really just a right-left thing. Yes, the Democrats have become more radical, but there'll be the pendulum will swing back to the right. Well, I hope that's true, but the fundamental is that this is a struggle between good and evil, and
exactly,
and we have to win this, win for the cause of goodness, because goodness and truth, those are things that we all value. That's what you know, we want to live our lives according to truth, and we want to pursue goodness. So,
exactly.
You know, there are a lot of people that are now resonating, you know, that feel that they are now turning to the source of truth. There's a spiritual revival going on in America.
Exactly.
Now.
Right.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah.
Well, and what you said earlier, it's kind of like if you can bring into play the discussion that and it was a very, very succinct and powerful discussion that Don Lemon from CNN had with one of the royal experts. And he thought, it's opportune. Let's talk about slavery. And she schooled him. And she schooled him to where, you know, shock and awe was all over his face. It was so intelligent and historically appropriate. He had no answer other than that's interesting. But it's more than interesting. It was truthful. And what she did is she went back to the original point of slavery. Said, look, if you want reparations so much that you need to go back where it all began. And where it began was in Africa. Amongst
That's
these
right.
black warlords who captured their fellow black men and realized they could make money by selling them. Okay, so that's the source. That's where you have to go back. So that being said, I take that same premise and say, all right, let's go back to the origination of the great American idea. Where did it come from? You know, we got to be grateful and thankful for the pilgrims. They were the ones for 10, 12 years were on their knees praying to God, asking for some place where they could go and be free to exercise their religion. And 12 years later, God answers that prayer. That is the seed of our faith, our Western faith, the contract, you know, we might say the covenant, that God made with the pilgrims in giving us this land. And when you look at God's pattern and form, it is consistent. When you look at the children of Israel, there were cause-effect. It was a cause-effect relationship. If you do this, I'll do that. If you don't do this, I'll do that. You know, there's a blessing and a curse that's involved. And John Winthrop even enunciated that blessing and curse for all of us, which had the echoes of the same thing that, you know, Moses had pronounced to the children of Israel.
That's
that
right.
God, you know your
history, Bill. I'll tell you, you're speaking my language now.
Well, the thing is, see, again, we've been saying for quite a while, Scott, and you were on before, and so we got to get back to first principles, this idea. And this is what's happening is people are starting to realize it's like they figured, OK, we violated the law of gravity enough that, you know what, the law of gravity is. It is. So we got to quit being stupid here. And so some people have been smart enough to take that information and they are repenting. And they are saying, God, forgive us. We've turned our back on you. We have failed you. Please forgive us. And God, again, his pattern of his character says, if my people, it's not everybody, it's just the people who are called by his name will humble themselves and pray. Turn from their wicked ways. He will hear from heaven. He will forgive their sins and heal their land. And this is where we're at, exactly to your point. Scott, we've got more with you after this. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651, 800-398-0651, 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With us 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Scott Powell continues with us. He is the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Scott, as we were saying, more and more people are coming back to first principles. And what will be a clear demonstration of this commitment, it will be the midterms, because the pollsters are not giving us the straight stuff that they never do. You know, they really don't want people to see that a conservative Republican cause is leading. And so they're doing everything they can to keep an elbow, a thumb, a leg or something on the scale, so to speak. And we'll just have to wait and see. And hopefully the institutions of conservatism who have fought the good fight to secure the voting process, that their efforts will prove fruitful. You know, for us, and that we will be able to see a free and fair election, certainly much improved over what we experienced in 2020.
Yeah, let's hope so, I tell you. And the election of people like Carrie Lake, I think, can be so important, because Carrie is a fighter for the truth on election integrity. And I believe that she's going to pursue election fraud in Arizona, and she will deliver justice, I believe.
Yeah,
she's quite a lady. She's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And there's other states the same way. And on the surface. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I make this case in the book that one of the things I talk about with the story of George Washington is that his courage became contagious to all the people that were around him, the people, the soldiers that fought with him. They were underfunded, under-equipped, under-trained, and yet they persevered because of the courage that they saw. And courage is contagious, and it'll happen in modern times in a different way, but all we need is a few great people, like a Carrie Lake, who pursues justice without relenting, to get to the bottom of what happened in the Arizona vote, and pretty soon you'll see other states doing the same thing.
Exactly.
And then, when we actually have a decertified election, then our the excitement of what do we do in this constitutional republic? There's a couple of different solutions, but we've got to have a restoration of equal justice under the law. What we've been living under for, you know, three decades is just unacceptable. It's killing us.
Exactly. And, of course, the manifestation of this injustice is so clear when you have conservatives being targeted, phones being captured, arrest. A guy like Peter Navarro, those attorneys were talking with the FBI. The FBI had to go and make a show of it, and they handcuffed him and put him in leg irons. Are you kidding me? I mean, Peter Navarro is not a sprinter. He's not a marathon runner. And you're going to constrain him with leg irons? I mean, this is absurd. And
no,
then
I believe he didn't resist at all.
No. No.
It's all show. Look, right now we're in a late stage of this revolution, and they are wanting to – they think that this strategy of aggressive pursuit of MAGA – leaders, they are doing this purposely to discourage the rest of the MAGA people, you know, to intimidate them. It's not going to work, of course.
Right.
Just the opposite is happening. We're more determined to win than ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and you talk about somebody with character and strength. Say what you want to say about Donald Trump, but this is why they're so freaked out. Because Donald Trump is, in a sense, the George Washington of today. No matter what attack he takes, I mean, look at, he gave up 50% of his wealth to step up and serve the country, truly serve the country. Didn't take a paycheck. I mean, you say what you want to say about his personality, but look at what he did for the everyday man and woman. Most had a job. We had a very, very successful country. Our border was contained. National security, the concept of national security, had returned to America. He was able to remedy the damage that Obama and Biden did, lest we forget what they did, you know, to America on the world stage. It's amazing by contrast. And why, you know, with these numbers, Scott, I'm perplexed by it. And disappointed that there would be as many as 40% of the country saying that they support Joe Biden and his policies, when the policies have been so blatantly injurious to the American people at large.
I think those numbers are too high, Bill. I don't think there are 40% of people that support Joe Biden. But let me speak to the very point you were just making. You know, all people are flawed, right? And if we speak in terms of God working in the world, we know biblically that God worked through many sinners to bring about his ends, his justice. Mm-hmm. Think of David, you know, the great King David. You know, he committed, you know, adultery, he committed murder. He was a very flawed man, and yet God used him in a mighty way. Donald Trump is a flawed man. But I believe that he was raised up for a time such as this.
Exactly.
And we should use this criteria too in raising up future leaders. We need fighters. We're in a war. We need courageous people that are willing to stand on principle and fight for principle unrelentingly. And if we have a dozen of those people in each House in the chamber, we can totally turn this country around.
And the thing is, we need to understand the influencers, the influence of the media oligarchs, the social media oligarchs, the mainstream media, how they've sold out and abandoned their First Amendment right to exist. They have absolutely corrupted themselves, and they're doing us no favors, and they're shocked. It's interesting, Scott, how shocked they are that they're losing subscribers. Well, they're losing subscribers because people are fed up with the lies. They're holding their media outlets to a higher standard. And I say, God bless them. We need to continue to rally around that idea, to hold people accountable, because our media is there to hold our government accountable to help us out, not to side with the government. And this is what they've done. They've sold out to the government. And this is partly why we're in the mess we're in.
I mean, you know, the founders were extremely wise. I mean, they understood that power corrupts people, that all people are sinners, and that all elected people would be tempted, to put their hand in the cookie jar and pursue corrupt ways. And so they created a system of checks and balances, three branches of government. They then overlaid on that a system of federalism where there's tension and competition between the federal government and the states. And then the third element of checking corruption, and they thought that this would remain, was that the media would hold the government accountable. They really, that was the role of the media in the early days.
Exactly.
It was always covering the corruption in government. Now the media covers it up.
Exactly.
The media enables corruption in our government, and that's one reason that we have this where we are today. So the media has got to be totally transformed, and it's already in process. We see, the conservative radio, conservative media is growing and growing. So, and people are discovering it. It may not be as easy to access on your television, but increasingly it is, frankly.
Yes.
There are a lot of easily accessible shows. I cut the cable, the Comcast cable, so I don't get Fox anymore. I kind of had finished with Fox after they sort of betrayed us in various ways.
Exactly.
But I get Roku, so I can see Newsmax, and I can see, All America News, I think they call it, and there are a lot of great programs there. But it's the internet that gives us access to so much now. So
exactly,
So things are changing, and we're living in a very exciting times. We really are.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. And people are making choices now, as you say, cutting the cable. They're limiting. They're not necessarily believing in the traditional outlets. I mean, Scott, when you and I were growing up, I mean, think about it. The major networks, and this was ABC, CBS, and NBC at the time, commanded 85% of the viewing audience. Today, it's less than 50%. And there's a clear reason why. Not only because of the options, but because they're just not delivering. And you would think because they were there first that they should have secured their future and their ratings, but they abandoned their reason to exist, and they violated that key principle that you just mentioned. And people have said, "Okay, I'll go find I'll find someplace else to go." It's kind of like what's happening with our educational system. The teachers' union have violated the trust of the American people, and you have this mass exodus now of families going, "Okay, I wasn't planning on homeschooling, but I'm going to go it. I'm going to homeschool, or I'm going to find a private school that is consistent with my values, as opposed to." Turning my kids over to, some sort of agency that thinks that the family and, the family element is worthless. It's irrelevant that the teachers now claim hold of our children. If they want to fill our kids with puberty blockers, let them use any restroom they want and to be violated and talk about, things of sex that should be talked at home, not in a classroom setting for some other perverted reason, which is beyond me. This is why the families are reacting the way they are, and God bless them for doing it.
Yeah, well, that's one reason I wrote Rediscovering America. It should be in every homeschool. It's just a great book for homeschools because it's very readable. It's only 200 pages long. Each chapter is a standalone story of the key segments of our history, and it reveals how God's hand was behind so many things that we've taken for granted.
Exactly. Well, Scott, how can the people connect with you and get their hands on Rediscovering America?
Well, the book's readily accessible. You can buy it at Target, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Amazon gives you the best reviews, the most reviews, so you can go and research it a little bit right on Amazon. Rediscovering America, it'll come right up. Scott S. Powell, that's that's the author, that's me. I'm a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. Discovery Institute's doing great work in all these areas we've talked about.
Exactly.
So, go to Discovery.
We've got to leave it there. Scott Powell, you're awesome.
Like
thank you for
most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final